Our scripture for the sermon comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. And if you guys know me well, you will understand why this sermon is called Nobody's Perfect, because I certainly like to try to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses." Now, I'm not sure about you, but I don't typically go around boasting about my weaknesses. But Paul, who was an extraordinary Christian and who gave everything he had to Jesus, boasted about his weaknesses. When he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, his life changed dramatically. He spent his days traveling to communities and telling churches about Jesus, writing to churches to both admonish them and to encourage them. And yet, Paul's life was full of misfortune, but he continued to follow God. And in his first letter to the Corinthians, he said, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And Paul's statement is so different than what we think of as strength, both in our world today and what the people believed almost 2,000 years ago. In fact, as one scholar puts it, we must admit that loving, forgiving, welcoming, serving, being humble, and peaceable can make us appear weak and vulnerable to those intent on conquering and winning. We know that Rome, in Paul's day, was intent on conquering and winning. It's not all that different from our world today. And yet, it is in our perceived weaknesses that we are strong. Our weaknesses and our mistakes give room for God and God's grace. But there's not many of us who want our weaknesses on display. Do you consider yourself a perfectionist? I thought about asking everybody in this room who considers themselves to be a perfectionist to raise their hand, but I won't do that. But I will tell you that I am a perfectionist. So instead of displaying my weaknesses, I am more likely to work hard and to try my best to make everyone believe that I am perfect and that I never make mistakes. I will have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C and a plan D all the way down as far as it takes to make everyone believe that I don't ever make mistakes. And I'm more likely to beat myself up when I make a mistake or when I fall short of perfection, because then those pesky weaknesses start to show. My humanity shows. There's a quote from Anne Lamott that I have taped on the wall of my office. Anne Lamott thinks that perfectionism is based on the obsessive belief that if you run carefully enough, hitting each stepping stone just right, you won't have to die. Well, the truth is that you will die anyway, and that a lot of people who aren't even looking at their feet are going to do a whole lot better than you and will have a lot more fun while they're doing it. Well, this hangs on my wall as a reminder that I am human and that my desire to do everything perfectly really doesn't matter one bit. It won't add any time to my life, and if I make it my life's goal, everyone is going to have a lot more fun than I will. In her own way, I believe that Anne Lamott is talking about something similar to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians. The truth is that we are not perfect and we never can be. There are times when we will be weak, but it is in those times that God's grace can fill our lives. And if we spend our lives trying to earn God's grace by being perfect, trying to earn salvation and immortality, we completely miss what God is trying to teach us. We completely miss out on God, God's grace, and the abundant life and fun that God has for us. We also miss out on accepting ourselves for who we are, imperfect beings created by God, who are loved wholeheartedly. Well, perhaps instead of being a perfectionist, you feel as if you are surrounded by them. Perhaps you feel ordinary in a family of extraordinary people. If you feel this way, you are in good company. In the movie Encanto, the family Madrigal is special. Each of them has a part in the miracle that their family received when they settled in the land. Whether it's Luisa with her superhuman strength, Isabella with her ability to grow beautiful flowers in the blink of an eye, Peppa, whose mood controls the weather, to some interesting outcomes, or Julieta, who has the power to heal through her food. The Madrigals are an extraordinary family, except for one. Mirabel, unlike the rest of her family, has not been blessed with a gift. Instead of being extraordinary, she is ordinary, imperfect in the face of her perfect, extraordinary family. Her weakness is on full display as she tries hard to be an encouraging and happy presence instead of feeling less than the rest of her family. But as Mirabel starts to dig deeper into her family, she discovers cracks in the perfection. She finds the weaknesses and cracks in the armor of her sisters. And she discovers that what she thought was perfection was really a desperate desire to cover up the cracks, to cover up the weaknesses. Luisa, one of Mirabel's older sisters, feels the pressure the most. Her strength is starting to falter, and she is struggling. And in her song, Surface Pressure, she says, "Under the surface, I feel berserk as a tightrope walker in a three-ring circus. Under the surface, I'm pretty sure I'm worthless if I can't be of service. A flaw or a crack, the straw in the stack that breaks the camel's back. What breaks a camel's back? It's pressure." Here's a clip that may help you understand Luisa a little bit more. So as you just heard, Luisa says, "Give it to your sister, it doesn't hurt, and see if she can handle every family burden. Watch as she buckles and bends, but never breaks. No mistakes, just pressure." And later she says, "Give it to your sister and never wonder if the same pressure would have pulled you under. Who am I if I don't have what it takes? No cracks, no breaks, no mistakes. No pressure." In the middle of her song, Luisa has a revelation. But wait, if I could shake the crushing weight of expectations, would that free some room up for joy or relaxation or simple pleasure? Instead, we measure this growing pressure. She knows that she can't carry everything, but she's worried what will happen to her family if she falters. She is being crushed under the weight of expectations and the need to be the strong one. For some of you, that may sound very familiar. And then there's Isabella, the perfect older sister who seems to float on air. But she too is being crushed by the need to be perfect. When everything comes crashing down around her and her perfection lies in ruins, she starts to create unexpected, less than perfect things. But instead of grieving her loss of perfection, she sings, "I just made something unexpected, something sharp, something new. It's not symmetrical or perfect, but it's beautiful and it's mine. What else can I do?" Opening herself up to her weakness created space for the question, "What else can I do?" Well, perhaps you are like Isabella, only doing things that you can do perfectly and staying in the box that others have put you in. Sometimes when perfection is what we strive for, we find ourselves not wanting to do things if we cannot do them perfectly. There have been times in my life when I have said no to something because I knew that I wouldn't be very good at it. It didn't matter that you needed practice to get good at it. I didn't want to do it if I couldn't do it perfectly right out of the gate. Does that sound familiar to you? As Isabella sings, "What could I do if I just knew it didn't need to be perfect?" Well, perhaps you are most like Louisa, who carries the burdens of her family and feels that she can't ever make any mistakes. There are times when my perfection has felt like this. My perfectionism, because I am not perfect, but my perfectionism has felt like this. For most of my life, I have felt like I needed to be the rock, carrying others' burdens no matter how I felt. Who am I if I don't have what it takes? Has certainly been something that I have felt from time to time. But that's where our faith comes in. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10 lies in direct opposition to this. Who am I if I don't have what it takes? I am a child of God, whose grace is sufficient for me, for his power is made perfect in weakness. If you believe you must be perfect, you leave no room in your life for God's grace. St. Augustine once said, "This is the very perfection of a person, to find out their own imperfections." And Anna Quinlan said, "The thing that is really hard and really amazing is giving up on being perfect and beginning the work of becoming yourself." When you give up on being perfect and you start to become more yourself, you give room for God to work in your life. You open yourself to new possibilities and you allow God to work. You ask the question, "What else can I do?" And you become more of who God created you to be. You will never be perfect, but you can become the best version of yourself when you allow God to give you grace and to work out of your imperfections, your mistakes, and your weaknesses. Mirabel saw herself as weak, as lesser than her family, because she had not been given a gift. And yet the miracle, as they called it, used who she was without a specific gift to save her family. She eventually saved her family through her perceived weakness. We are not perfect and can never be. There are always places where we are weak, where we perceive ourselves to be less than others. There are always times when someone is better at something than we are. And yet it is in those places that God chooses to move. If we give up trying to achieve perfection, what else can we do? If you could do anything you wanted, whether or not you would be good at it, what would you do? If you could let go and just be who you are, what would you do? So what are we to do and how are we to live? If we aren't supposed to strive for perfection, then what should we strive for? Our children's sermon and earlier scripture reading shows us how we are to live. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Brother Lawrence had it right when he said that no matter what you do, whether it is reading scripture, singing praises to God, doing the dishes, walking the dog, you can do it for the Lord. The Bible reminds us to work at things with all your heart as though you are working for the Lord. We expect God to show up in the extraordinary times and through extraordinary people. We expect God to show up for perfect people, because of course he would, because they are doing everything perfectly. But the truth is that none of us is really perfect. And most of the time, God shows up in the ordinary, everyday things. So whether you feel the need to be perfect all the time, or you feel very ordinary, know that God will show up for you. One of the biggest lessons we can learn from Encanto is that the miracle is you. God works through each and every one of us, imperfect though we are. God is there when you wash the dishes and you walk the dog, when you're at work, when you're at school, when you're doing your homework. God works in the ordinary, and God takes ordinary people and uses them to change the world. None of us are perfect, but each of us is loved. And no matter what we have done, no matter how many mistakes we make, no matter how imperfect we are, God can and will use us. We are God's children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we are so grateful that we don't have to be perfect to earn your love. Thank you for loving us freely and for giving us your grace. Help us to remember that when we are weak, you are strong. Open our eyes to see you working in our lives. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.